Hello, 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 everyone. Happy Q Day. Zosha.
Lauren, hello. I love your entry. She's back.
We're back. We're back. Yay, yay. So, okay. Zosha,
yes.
Tell me, what did you, so were you listening to Kelly's show before? Wasn't that awesome?
Oh, yes. I would love to volunteer.
Yeah.
I would love to be volunteer. Yes, it was awesome. Thank you, Kelly, for bringing such a fantastic interview of Dr. Neil. It was so helpful. What did you get from it, Lauren?
Exactly. Just I love how his approach is let's treat the root of the problem. Because, I mean, when I went down the rabbit hole of all these supplements and this and that, I'm like, good gracious. I mean, it was the same thing, you know, like they're trying. But so I love his approach of, you know, basically, let's just fix the root cause of the problem. And a lot of it is with the food. And so thank you, Dr. Neil and Kelly, for just bringing the awareness and just getting it out there. You know,
I hope they have. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I hope they have a follow up. I actually bought the book. I know, and Kelly was so generous to offer the link free to Dr. Neil's book, but I ordered it, Having a Life of a lot of what he spoke about, and I've tried it in so many different ways. It's just being able to sustain it. That's where I'm at right now. How do I just sustain it on a regular basis? Like, how brutal do I have to be in my, it's tricky. You go out and live in the world. I have to reset, you know? So I feel that support he's speaking about is crucial for all of us.
Agreed. Agreed. I actually, Kelly, she posted the link to the book on her show page and I downloaded it. So I look forward to reading it. I think it's awesome. Just coming from that healthcare background and then you look at like the kiddos and allergies and a lot of it. I mean, it's just, it's wild. Just if people knew, they're starting to, but anyways, that's a whole nother rabbit hole.
Well, just say too, I love it as the really a metaphor. Another metaphor is for spiritual life. Our foundation is going within. It's the same thing for health, really. It's just the foundation, like you said, with the kids and all of us. If your foundation isn't clean and clear, you just keep adding. For me, keep adding to it, clear it out, adding to it, adding to it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To start from a really clean foundation. That's for me where I would love to get to. We'll get to.
We will.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And since while we're here, while we're parked here for the moment, just want to welcome to the show, everyone. So happy whoever's here to join us. We're happy to have you here with us on Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosha. I wanted to highlight, of course, we have all the Q shows today. If Q is going to join us today, if not, we'll have some amazing replays, which are just amazing just to listen to and glean, you know, just wonderful information for all of us. So today on Whiplash Talk, it's going to be, so this is Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Whiplash Talk with Sunshine. She is going to have a guest on, JJ Carroll, a retired 24-year Border Patrol agent, to discuss all things border security and what we're seeing now, what he's seen. So that's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, yay. Go Sunshine.
Go Sunshine. Go Girl. And then tomorrow, Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic. They will be interviewing our very own Don Newsome from BBS Radio.
All right.
And they're at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. So just adjust your timing to your time zone. So I just wanted to say that. And we're just so excited. Also, a new show that's just been added is All Learning Reimagined. This is on Fridays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time for our very own Aussie educator, Teresa from Down Under.
Yeah, she's doing a beautiful job.
We love you. It's interesting, Zosha. Last Sunday, I was out. I told you the story. I got to talking with a couple. They were out eating, and they had their young son with them, just like a toddler. I don't know the exact age, but we got to talking, and he was. I was able to plug her show. I mean, just say, hey, if you're interested in education and children, and "Hey, here you go." And I gave her the link, and she was super excited to listen. So this is how we're going to spread it. Just spread the word.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like that education window and even just the health that Kelly just had, there's certain entry points, like anyone, it doesn't matter your beliefs or whatever, excited about education for children. It's such a great service that she's speaking about that. Just like you said, you can share it with many people. You probably don't even know her beliefs and whatnot. It doesn't matter, right? It's a mom with
Exactly.
kids, so it's wonderful.
What about you? What are you feeling into to talk about today, or anything come up for you?
Yeah, I had a couple things come up. One is playful. Maybe I'll share that after in a minute. But just earlier, I was listening to, before Connect with Kelly, I was listening to DJT. Donald J. Trump was speaking at West Point today in the United States. It's Memorial Day weekend. And the West Point is a service academy for the Army for our young military. It's where they enter, get educated, and then leave to serve the military. And a couple of things he said is, I have to say, it was so fun just watching him. He just had so much humor, so much charisma. Like, he was just really relaxed. I just loved it. I've watched many of his speeches to the military, and he said, "I rebuilt the military. We rebuilt it like nobody has built it before." And then he stated he called up one of the students whose name is Chris Verdugo. Congratulations, Chris. There was a group at West Point where they were testing rockets, and this young man developed a hypersonic rocket, and it surpassed, forgive me if I get it wrong, but internationally, it beat out everyone else by about 13 minutes in whatever its performance was. And then he said the Obama administration stole the hypersonic rocket. Now, he stated this boldly in front of our military students and the rest of us. I just love how bold he's getting more and more. It just made me smile. But the fun part is he called this young man up on stage. And as a student, so I have familiarity with service academies and been through it. And how exciting could you imagine as a young military student to be called on stage by your commander in chief? In front of all your siblings, not siblings, in front of all your peers. So he called him up on stage. That was really fun. And just the other point to mention is he mentioned that all of these students, they could leave, they can go study stock options, work on Wall Street. He's like, I dabble in that. He said, but it's boring. He said, you chose honor. You chose a life of service.
I love that.
And, it was beautiful. It was fun. It just, if anyone's ever interested in these service academies, you could find his speech. He might be finished by then. He stands there, and he has been, as far as I know, the first president to ever stand at these graduations and shake every student's hand. And yesterday, J.D. Vance spoke in Annapolis at the Naval Academy. And anyway, it was very inspiring to me.
I saw that. I saw that, Zosha. Oh my gosh, I love that. And I love what you said. He said you chose honor. Oh gosh, that's beautiful.
So it was fun. And again, just we know Q Trump, so it's just fun to feel that spirit flow through. And the other thing that came, or there's two more things, but the other thing that came to me was an image of a painting. It's called The Secret Service. You can look it up. It's a painting, and it's in the Oval Office. Donald Trump is looking out the window, but on the side behind him are three golden angels slash guardians standing behind him. And it was just very moved me. It moved me. We know what's going on. So to see that, it was beautiful.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah. So,
Beautiful.
with this movement, every little sign that we see is wonderful. So
That's right. That's right. And speaking of Trump calling people out, did you catch the replay of Trump in the Oval Office this week?
oh, I did.
I think I saw Pete
Speaking of
Hegseth.
bold.
Yeah, speaking, I mean, it's like, wow. Go Q Trump. He's sitting there with the South African president. Forgive me, I do not know his name, but he's sitting there in the Oval Office with him. And they're playing like a, I don't know how long the video was, 10-minute video, and it's of it's basically calling out the white genocide that's been happening in South Africa for a long time. And he's asking this president, what do you, what's up? What's going on? What's going on? And, basically, he, it appeared, now I wasn't there, so I'm not 100%, but my perception was that he was, kind of baffled, like, what? Like, that's not going on there. And it's just so it, we know Q Trump, he knows all, he sees all, he knows all, and just a master weaver of and strategist, if you will. And how do you expose? How do you expose it? I mean, he did it right there on national television. I called my dad up. I was like, Dad, did you check that out? And he's like, oh yeah. I mean, my parents love Trump, and I have a girlfriend who she's like, it's like she loves Trump too, and she says, it's like every day's Christmas. It's like, what are we going to have today that's so awesome that's happening, right?
He pulled the receipts. He played the videos on national television in front of the reporters and that the South African president himself. Yeah, it's just bold. It's so refreshing. I love your friend's comment too. People are seeing it, they're feeling it. They're like, "Yes." The truth, everyone's getting the truth.
Whether they want it or not,
That's
right?
right. Enjoy the show is for the people wrote.
Exactly. Enjoy the show.
It's so exciting. So exciting. Do you want to share more on that? Because I have
Oh, yeah.
I have something to pivot on too, just when you're done.
Well, so there's two things. Is it okay to go into what came to me this morning when I
Yeah,
was
do it.
okay? Okay, so this morning when I woke up, like as I'm sure everyone's, we've shared before, sometimes like, yeah, we know exactly what we're going to talk about, but a lot of times we don't until the morning of, maybe like the hour before.
It's true. It's true, people.
It makes it fun. So this morning, the song, so you remember the Andrews Sisters?
I do.
So, the song that came to me was the bugle. What is it? Boogie Woogie. The Boogie. He was a Boogie Woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays Boogie Woogie rhythm, he's as busy as a buzz bee. Andrew Sisters.
I
So
love
it's
it.
just, this is like the USO, right?
Yes.
Like you said, like what we're doing. Did I stole your thunder, girl. I'm
No,
sorry.
you
That's
didn't. You didn't. Keep going. We share light.
So I sent this song to Zosha, and I'm just like, I love this. This song, it just came to me this morning, and I remember when I was a little girl, my dad's father played this song, and I would dance to it. I don't know how old I was, but I just loved it. It's upbeat, it's fun. And then we think about, yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend and our military and everything that's going on. Oh, it was pretty cool.
I loved it. I was sitting at the beach. I grabbed a coffee this morning. I got up super early, got ready. Well, super early for me. Got early, went out, sat at the beach, drank my coffee, and just watched. And I was like, I have to play this song that you shared. And I got such chills listening to it. I've heard that song thousands of times, but I just got chills. How many ladies are in this group?
Oh, three.
Just chills. It's like, Lauren.
Laverne. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Serge.
Funny. Just, okay, we're unprofessional, remember? I got chills, so whatever that means. But I just said, I called Lauren. I said, we've done this before. We have been together. We have giggled and laughs. I don't want to say I had a vision, but I had a feeling. We have done the USO before. It's so funny.
I love it. It's just, you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. And then I have to tell you what I was doing when you sent it too, but
Yeah,
B
let's.
BBS will have to get ready though.
Okay. Okay.
So let me just give them a second. I'm still laughing. Laverne. So is Laverne one of the ladies?
Yes.
That name. Okay. So when you sent that, and I'm sitting at the beach having my coffee, prior to me listening to yours, I was listening to my, music playlist. And someone comes on, and I'll tee it up in a second, BBS. Someone comes on, and every time the singer comes on, I just chuckle. So I felt, I mean, like laugh, my whole body laughs in a loving, sweet way. So I felt, you know what? Let me just see what you think. What do you feel about this? Because every time I'm like, I just feel this is someone familiar to me, but it just makes me smile. So I thought, oh, let's just see if BBS can play it. I'll say the name of it after because it won't be in the recording. We can do it live, but just go ahead, BBS, just play it and I'll be ready after. Beautiful. BBS. Let me just say the name. If you're just picking up on the recording, it's Barry White. You're the first, the last, my everything. Thank you so much, BBS. It was perfect.
Always loved Barry White. I love
Every time I hear him, I'm like, okay, I'm not trying to put this out there, but it is my own personal speculation. I'm like, Q, you are the Barry White of this universe.
Oh, for sure.
Right? In you, I've found so many things, a love so new, only you could bring. Can't you see if you make me feel this way? You're like a first morning dew on a brand new day.
Oh,
It
that's so
just, I dance
beautiful.
every single time. I smile. I'm like, let me just see what Lauren feels. So I
Oh,
heard you chuckling.
the same. I have always loved Barry White, and I'm like, Oh, Q's like, oh, I'm kind of hard to pick. Oh, baby, we got your number. We got your number, Q.
Exactly. He also sings Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe. As many times as we've loved and we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. There's just not enough of it. It's just not enough. Oh, babe. I'm so glad you liked it. That was fun, BBS. Thank you.
That was fun. I
Really
loved
good.
it. That was so good, Zosia.
So I have a few of his songs in my playlist. So when I'm walking, I just start dancing, just start dancing. It just smiles. So anyway, cues in everyone with light. So I would love to hear his response. I feel him chuckling. I have another part of the lyrics too.
Let's hear it.
Which will make you chuckle if you go touch into our last interviews we've had with him. Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel the change, huh? Something moves. I scream your name. Look what you got me doing. Sorry, just had to. It's what we love to talk about.
Love it. Oh my gosh. It's amazing when I'm driving down the road or and I have the music. I love music, and you do too, Zosia. And I just have the music blaring and I'm singing and I'm just like, oh yeah, that's
Girl.
that.
Oh, there you are. You're back.
Uh-oh, I'm here.
You're good. You're good. You're
Okay.
driving down the road.
Oh, I'm driving down the road and I'm listening and I know it's Q, I know it's Mermaid, and I know it makes it so much fun, doesn't it?
So fun. Isn't it music? I've always loved music as well, felt it even as a young girl, but it's such so up-leveled. Really, sort of observing it and feeling it, knowing really what's behind it, the light in the musicians and the words, and it's just such a next level of listening and feeling music. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. And it's, interesting. I was at a store this week and I was walking around and I found someone selling old records. And so, I mean, they were like $1, $3. Well, I come across Nat King Cole.
Oh.
I come across South Pacific,
Yeah.
the South Pacific. I come across John Denver. Mike the Mechanic, can you hear me? That song. And Chris, is it Chris? Chris and Rita. Wink,
Oh,
wink.
Kris Kristofferson.
All of them, just out of, oh, just coincidence. I bought them all.
I love it. I love it. I
I've
love
been
it. It's
playing them all.
beautiful. Have you been playing them?
I've been playing them. Yeah, it's just and I sat there and I said to myself, how in the world do you explain to someone? And it's not my job. It's everyone's on a journey, but you know what we've learned and what Q and Mermaid have taught us, and you know the spirit. It's the spirit. It's not the identity. It's the spirit. And when you lose the identity, then it is even a role, you know, mom, dad, sister, brother, you lose that piece, then you can wrap your quote, you can kind of wrap your head around it, right? But when we're stuck in that identity piece, it really can be quite jarring, and because your head's trying to figure it out, right?
Yeah, I love what you said. The identity, when you sang it, it came to me constriction. It's so limiting, to be a mother, daughter, sister, brother. It's kind of limiting, but the spirit is endless. So to me, that you're feeling into that is that feeling. You're feeling the spirit. That's what comes
Yeah.
to me.
Yeah. And then just to tack on to that, Zosia, I was listening to Being Inspired with Q. I think it was August 19th, one of the episodes that he did with Asha. And he said basically replace, you know, replace reincarnation with inspiration, and that we, oops, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Keep going.
And that it's really, you know, we're talking about, you and I were talking about this, the Merkaba and our you know, my perception of how it works, and just kind of tossing ideas out or sharing ideas back and forth with each other, and that we have the ability to take a percentage of our you know, of us and be in another body, and that he said that that's what happened with JFK and RFK. So I thought that was, you know, reincarnation is, oh, you got to come back here and, oh, I screwed up the last time, so let me come back here and fix it, right? No, that's all BS. That's they want that is all bullshit,
Yeah, it
right?
is.
So anything that comes to you with that?
Yeah, to add on to that, remember he said we just do it instant without deliberation. We just go. That's what we're used to outside of here. We just don't remember it, or we've been blocked from remembering, and that's changing. That is changing for sure. But yeah, that instant, and that's the beautiful example of how and who, what, how he expresses. All of them.
I just I because I sat there and I was like, gosh, this morning I was outside just doing my usual, and like, man, how do you, if I were to explain this to someone, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I do a radio show on Saturdays, and you know, just about Q and everything, and I'm like, gosh, how in the world would you explain this to somebody who doesn't, and it's no judgment, it's just I was asking myself. And you know, it's not up to me to explain it to anyone, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But you know, we've been so programmed to believe what we believe. Why is it so difficult to deprogram and then reprogram? You know, and it's everyone's choice is what it comes down to.
Yeah, what comes to me when you say that is, I feel we all did always used to try and share the good news. Like, you're not going to believe, look at this, sources here, all of that. And I realized to answer your question, what came to me was, how do you tell people? I realized now for me, I don't tell people anything unless there's a question. And then I'll just verify, okay, you're asking me this. Okay, now I can give you it because that question primes. I have observed of myself, my questions prime me to receive.
That's beautiful.
So it makes it almost more peaceful, doesn't it? When you realize it's not our job, but we're here to help.
That's right. That's right. And I remember Q saying something about, you know, someone had called in asking, you know, how can I wake people up? And he's like, why don't you just shake the shit out of them? And
Yeah, that's right.
TV.
So funny. But you see the beauty when you're with someone who is asking a question, it's such a great observation and way to observe that process. You know, I'll have it with my kids and they'll ask me a question. I'm like, ooh, you know, wait, is this a question? Okay, how long do you have? And they'll tell, I'm like, all right, 5 minutes. I can synchronize it in 5 minutes, you know, and I get so excited. It's like, oh yes, someone I could share something with. And it's just like, here's a couple seeds. Go ahead, go plant them if you want. And there's no attachment to it. And allows me to just stay in my own lane as well. I love it. I love it. And it also to, I have something to segue, but it is a total segue, sort of, kind of.
Let's do it.
But I don't want to, I'm trying to figure out the flow if
No,
you want more.
it's perfect flow. Remember, we're unprofessional. We're
That's
professionally
right, girl.
unprofessional.
That's right. Okay. Well, it's kind of related because what all something came to me this morning after the Andrew sisters. I was asking, you know, just going within and feeling like, what am I inspired? What's inspiring to speak about? What is good to speak about today for the show? And two things came to me. Well, one phrase, and it's a Celtic phrase, and I shared it with you a while ago, and then just put it on my shelf. And but I wanted to bring it back out again, and it has to do with relationships. And it's this Celtic phrase called Anam Cara. It's two words, A-N-A-M as in Mary, Anam Cara, Cara. Anam means soul, Cara means friend. And I share this with you, my friend, a book of Celtic wisdom. It's about Celtic spirituality. And in the Celtic tradition, soul friends are considered an essential and integral part of spiritual development. The word Anam Cara originates in Irish monasticism, where it was applied to a monk's teacher, companion, or spiritual guide. And I felt, oh, it's so beautiful, Lauren, and so many others, friends that we have out here too. But as you and I speak and we connect dots and share, it's our spiritual friendship working an integral part of our spiritual development. And this phrase came to me a while ago in music. So it's funny, we started with music. And anyway, I have something I can clip from a man who wrote a book about it. But the other piece that connects to me about relationships, and we just talked about staying in our lanes, perhaps or not. And the word agreements came to me in the self-realization group I was in before. There were agreements. We agreed to be in silence and hold the silence. We agreed to not disturb other people and take them out of their silence. And there were other agreements as well. And Lucia also does that beautifully. She starts a group with agreements where everyone reads the agreements and agrees to abide by the agreements, not to control us, but just to have an even foundation of which we're all going to stand on. And I like, Lucia, I love this. This is so profound. Imagine if we did this in all of our relationships. So it comes back to me, this term, Anam Cara. It's kind of an agreement, and I could read the piece after it, but I just wanted to feel if there was anything that came to you before I go on.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'd love to continue. Please continue, because I'm anxious to hear what you have to share.
Yay. Okay, great. So Anam Cara, this phrase has been around for a while in the Celtic world, but this man, John O'Donohue, I wrote a book about it in the 1990s, and I clipped this piece. He wrote, "In this love, you are understood as you are, without mask or pretension. The superficial and functional lies and half-truths of social acquaintance fall away. You can be as you really are. Love allows understanding to dawn, and understanding is precious. Where you are understood, you are at home. Understanding nourishes belonging. When you really feel understood, you feel free to release yourself into the trust and shelter of the other person's soul. This art of love discloses the special and sacred identity of the other person. Love is the only light that can truly read the secret signature of the other person's individuality and soul." I'll stop there.
Oh gosh, that's beautiful, Zosia. I was listening. I had my eyes closed, and then I opened them up for a minute, and I wrote down Love, when you mentioned growth, love is allowing someone to grow and not trying to hold them back. Love is freedom to be authentically who you are. So I remember in a relationship in the past, I was trying to make myself the version of me that they wanted to see me as. And, not proud of it, but hey, it's my journey. So when you love someone, you really just, you're not hiding anything. You're not, it's just showing up in relation, any type of relationship. Like, this is me, right? This is me. And just being you and giving yourself, first you have to give yourself the permission slip, to be you. So those are some things that I wrote down. That's beautiful what you shared.
And isn't it, that's beautiful as well, recognizing your experience and your awareness of what you observed.
Are you there, Zosia? Thomas, are we on still? Let's see here. I can't hear you. Is it just me? We're still on. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I know. Okay. Okay. You can hear me. Okay. Wow, that was really beautiful. I know Zosia. She'll be back. She's coming back. I will say, just I love what she shares. Just these little pearls that she finds.
And to be under.
Zosia. Zosia. Okay. You're still here. We still see you, Zosia.
I'm back.
Okay, the
You hear me?
bitch is back. Yeah. We can hear you.
Interesting, interesting.
Interesting.
Everything just dropped.
Interesting. So what did you what were you saying? It cut off basically after you said, thank you for sharing your experience.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I'm back.
Me
I
too.
was mentioning the piece about you're understood as you are without your mask and pretension, leaving aside the half-truths of social stuff can fall away. You can be who you really are. So the love, in other words, so for me is you, for using us as an example or whoever we're in relationship with, that love allows us to be blooming. It allows us to bloom in our spirit, to be who we are, right? Sometimes it's just you're just understood where you're at. No one's trying to fix you. Just being where you're at. That to me, Q asks once, like, what is healing? To me, it's holding that space for someone. I'm not always great at it, but when I'm aware and I'm really present with myself, I really can feel that. I could feel you, for example, or I could feel my kids. And it's that slowness of being present with someone. Right? Do you know when you just feel known without the judgment?
Yes, I do. And it's pretty rare. It's pretty rare these days, right?
It is because do you feel this? It takes two. To be, like you referenced too, if you can't see yourself, how can you see others? So that's the beauty of, to me, of going within and finding your inner peace and knowing yourself.
That's right.
Now, when we all do that, look at the healing that can happen when we hold that space with others. Doesn't matter what we talk about.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Allowing to just to tack on to that, allowing it to just be, no judgment, just allowing it to be what it is. Okay, that acceptance. All right, this is what it is. And that just that space of just be, or it is, or the what is, if without trying to change it, right? Because that's not that's actually infringing upon someone's sovereignty. Maybe they like where they're at. Maybe they, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. I had to observe myself many times. It was really,
Oh,
I
me
love
too.
to fix everyone and, oh,
Me too.
but from a kind place, right? I just want to help solve their problem and realizing sort of touching on maybe that's where they want and or maybe that situation is divinely designed for that being's evolution, for that caterpillar to bloom. into its own butterfly. So it's not, it's recognized for me. I had to recognize I don't have to fix anyone. If they didn't ask me for a suggestion, you know what I mean? It back to the question, if they didn't ask me for a suggestion, I'll just sit there and be with them.
It reminds me of, and Zosha, do you mind if I share what we talked about what I wanted to work on?
Oh, yeah.
So I told Zosha, I go back, we'll go back and listen to the shows, not judging, but just observing, and not that I need to fix or change anything, but I want to just to it's a preference. So I noticed that a lot of times I will get ahead of myself or jump to another topic, because I'm just always, oh, thinking ahead, thinking, quote, thinking ahead. And I really wanted to practice. Excuse me. I noticed that I would do that, and so I'm like, okay. So I want to grow. I want to evolve. I want to be the best version of me that I can be, knowing that I'm perfect just where I'm at, but it's a preference. So I noticed that I would do that with you, and I really want to work on slowing down and just, being in the presence and the questions that come from that, and even just instead of reacting to something, feeling into it. So this morning we were chatting, and I said, Zosha, if you catch me or kind of jumping ahead, let me know, because it's something that I want to work on. I have awareness of it, and sometimes I don't even realize that I'm doing it. It's just, I guess it's a program, it's a habit. So I feel like that's a beautiful space of example of, the what is, and allowing me, holding space. Not that I'm giving you a task. That's not it. But if you're inspired, to do that, because I'm learning. This never stops. The growth never stops. So, I felt that that was a beautiful way of, just a beautiful example of that.
It is a beautiful example, and I feel sharing, we discussed this too, sharing our process and how we share out loud how we make attempts to just observe part of our process to go within. To me, that's part of going within, that self-awareness to feel your spirit. That's a form of going within for me. So sharing it is so helpful, Lauren. If anyone else has those questions for themselves. And it really goes back to the Celtic phrase, Anamkara, a soul friend. There's an intention there to want what, to me, what I heard, to want to be in a relationship. I'm the same way. I've have my things that I become aware of. It's like, ooh, just, maybe just don't jump right at the gun to go, and slow down a little. And at the same time, if I do it and we're in a flow, because I feel that's what you're discussing too, sometimes you're in a flow and you're just rolling. And also to hold space for myself. I know my heart, I know my intention, and just be with what is as well. So it's both. It's observing both and just being what you just said, being okay with what is. But it's really beautiful, and like you said, also very rare, because at least we are two beings really looking to grow, really looking to evolve and be in our best heart-centered space of peace. So it's, I really enjoy this conversation. I so value our friendship, and I love you dearly, even just that we can talk about this. I don't know many people I can talk about this with.
The feeling's mutual. That's it. I love you so much, and yeah, I treasure it. I mean, it's priceless. It's precious. It's gosh, for so many years, I'm like, where are my people? Where are my peace? So it's so beautiful. I love it.
And
And
oh, go ahead.
go
Nope.
ahead.
I'm sorry. I always like,
No,
see, I
no.
just said I don't want to jump out, but I'm trying to
No.
feel it. Okay, let me just reread this phrase. This art of love discloses a special and sacred identity of the other person. Love is the only light that can truly read the secret signature of the other person's individually and soul. Secret signature, our Merkabah. To me, that means we can feel each other when we're slowing, when we're slowed down. You could see the beauty of the tech, distract, 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 busy, busy, busy. Can't feel anyone.
No, and just like Teresa said on her show, she called them weapons of mass distraction. You're right, Zosia, on the clip that I actually went and listened to our first show with Q and Mermaid, and he was they were talking about twin flames. Or I asked some questions about it, and just what you said, the feeling. So he says, it can be they're a part of you, so they you feel what they feel, and vice versa. So I don't know, that just came to me to share. I don't know if that makes any sense, but he said it can be really hard here as twin flames because we feel so much. He gave the example of, your partner's just got off a call and you're in the room and they walk in the room. And so how bad was the call? Like it's that feeling. They just know. So when the first thing that came to me when you read, about the special, you said
Anam
this,
Cara.
yeah, Adam Kara, that what came to me, the Merkaba, the essence, their energetic signature.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you just sharing that, reminding us that they can feel each other, made me recall being a mom as a fixer. And I started to recognize, because I could feel my children. If they're having a crisis or joy, the joy part's easy. I could feel that. But the pain part, it's hard to, when you're a feeling person and you feel that much, as you describe with Q and Mermaid, I just wanted that feeling to be fixed. I wanted it to go away because I didn't want them to hurt. And I, in hindsight, realized I was hurting as well. So the quicker I can fix it, we're all happy. This wasn't a conscious thing at the time. It's really upon review. But being that sensitive and being that present to someone's feelings, if you're not in your heart, you're going to feel it all. And that fixing it really came from a place of wanting that to go away, just really wanting to be neutral. So it's interesting. And then it ties into this. Can I read something else, or do you want to respond to that?
Oh, no, please.
But being an Anamkara requires of a purposeful presence. It asks that we show up with absolute integrity of intention. But this faculty of showing up must be an active presence rather than a mere abstraction. So it's not passive, it's active, being aware. Okay, I'm here with this person. Let me like get centered in myself. It's kind of a process. I recognize in hindsight when I don't do it, and I'll just say something or talking to one of my kids and hang up the phone. It's like, oh, I wasn't really that present. I was present-ish, and the quality is much different. So I just love the whole topic because it's kind of like the conversation with how food can change our whole world. So can presence change our whole presence of how we are with others. We don't have to have the right answer. There is no right answer. There just is.
Just is. That's right. Exactly. Can I share that? What you just shared with us, I wrote down active presence. It's rare. I mean, how different would this world be if we had active presence? I'm still practicing. I'm practicing, right? I mean, and how? Well, little things, really being present when I go to the store, I ask, how are you? Or hi, or I just make that eye contact and on the phone, if I have to call and, customer service, I really try to, I first ask, how are you? And I slow it down. So even, just in that type of exchange of energetics, how different would this world be right? But then, yesterday I'm observing people walking around and everybody's looking at their phone. I mean, even crossing the street. I mean, it can be used, it's neutral, but it's just the intention, like you said, it's the intention. And it's a process, so it's not to bash people on the tech all the time. It's not it. Sometimes I fall back into a hole with it, and I have to, oh, okay. So sorry to go down that rabbit hole, Zosia, but I really love what you said about just what you read about the active, active presence and noticing and observing that with your children. And interesting because I would feel very much as well. And a lot of times, if there's confrontation, if there's conflict, with friends or family, I feel it. And I'm like, oh, I hate this. I don't like this. How can we fix this? And really, it was just me, it would, I could, by becoming neutral, I could fix it. Right? Not that I want to see anybody hurting or in conflict, but it's not for me to fix it. I have to put the oxygen, as Q says, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. BBS, is Zosia with us? Is it? I think she might maybe having some. Okay, all right, we'll keep going. So yeah, I noticed that. Okay, I gotcha. Thank you, BBS. She'll be back. Yeah, okay. So yeah, I would say just I really try to practice that presence. I'm not perfect at it. By no means am I perfect at any of this, but it's just, studying, studying myself, observing myself. And then, hey, I'm like, okay, well, I didn't do so great with that. But coming at it from a place of, well, how I want to improve, I want to do better, how can I do it? And coming at it from that angle, it's not as, it doesn't feel harsh. It doesn't feel aggressive. It's soft. It's growth. I want to grow. And growth sometimes is can be, it's a little difficult sometimes. It can be hard, but I feel very necessary. Zosia?
I didn't hear anything you said in the past couple minutes. How'd
Okay.
you do? How'd you do?
I think I did okay. I mean, just talking about really just piggybacking off of what you shared about really feeling, as a mother, feeling your children in conflict and, whenever something pops up, really we can fix it because we just be it go in neutral. But it's okay. Sorry, Zosia, are you oh, okay? Okay, sorry, BPS. Oh boy, what a hot mess today. I am. Not you, Zosia. Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down, BBS. You're so funny. So, anyways, we have a couple of minutes left before the start of the Q Train shows today. Zosia, if you're back with me, I'd love to hear anything that you want to share on what I shared. And if not, that's fine. It's all good. It's all good, girl. Again, just want to if you're new to the show and you have no idea who Q and Mermaid are, who we're talking about. If you're interested, you can go to forthepeople.space. Amazing, amazing articles and information there on whatever you're inspired to read and to glean. And we have all the Q family shows, so many that I'm so excited and proud of all of us for what we're doing. Whether you have a show or you don't have a show and we're Zosia, are you back with us?
I'm back. I have to out BBS. You're hysterical. Should I tell everyone what BBS is writing?
I got it now. I got it now.
BBS, you okay if I out you?
Oh God, they're awesome to work with. So awesome.
So fun. So fun. What do you feel? Is that a yes?
I think you'd be okay. I think, well, what
I
do you
think it's
feel, Zosia?
funny. Yeah, he has
I
a
think it's
great sense of
funny
humor.
too.
We just cut out twice. So after the first one and rolling back in, I see BBS Right. Lauren, how could you say that about Socha?
And I'm like a little slow on the uptake, like what? What?
And then I cut out again, so I couldn't say anything. I apologize if my volume's weird. I had to move around. I'm sitting right next to the router, and even still, it shut me down. So, what did I miss?
That means you hit the nail on the head. You're right over the target, girl. I don't even remember what I was saying. Oh, I was talking about For the, if you're new to the show, hop on over to For the People, get some great information, and talking about the Q Train shows and how we're all doing it, whether you have a show or you don't have a show. Yeah, it's oh, also, we are going to be guests with Kevin and John on the Cumin Perspective May 31st, next Saturday. That should be exciting. We're excited to do that.
Very excited. I got one thing to close us out as well. Cumin Perspective will be just before this hour, correct? Okay. Did I cut you off? I wanted to say one thing. Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was something I read. Some of you are walking love letters and you don't even realize it. You're lighting up rooms, shifting atmospheres, and carrying inspiration just by being you. Such a precious gift. To all of you listening, to all of us on this
Yes.
journey, we don't even know it. Maybe some of you do, just by
That's
being
right.
ourselves.
That's right. That's right. Beautiful,
And
Sasha.
Lauren, I'll just let you close it out because I don't know what you said. So.
Oh no worries. Remember, you have Whiplash Talk, Sunshine Today, interviewing retired Border Patrol agent JJ Carroll. Catch that today. And then tomorrow we have Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic interviewing Don from
Oh,
BBS.
nope, there's a correction. Technical correction. They'll be interviewing Papa Don on June 1st.
Oh, June 1st,
June
excuse me.
1st. No
Okay,
worries.
thank you,
But
Zosha.
they're still having their show tomorrow.
And I bet you they're gonna get down and dirty.
They are. And I think we got to close out the show, girl.
Right, thank you for catching that.
Yeah, nope, no problem. I love you all.
Love
Love
you
you, Lauren. Love you,
all. Love
BBS.
you.
That's
That's a
all
wrap.
that.